the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
How you doing today?
I'm good.
Two days, like showing up for work. 2 days this week. Thursday and Friday, like a boss. Sybil Wilkes,
hey, Huggy.
The woman who travels with fitted sheets made of silk.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, my Chi-Town afternoon delight?
I am great, thank you.
J. Anthony Brown.
What up, huh?
The talented Mr. Ripley, believe it or not. Chris Christie's personal trainer. Clint Eastwood's speechwriter. The interracial Dayton people champ and the only black man Honey Boo Boo Mama ever dated. Did y'all hear President Obama's speech last night? I'm damn near fainting. And between First Lady Michelle Obama, Bill Clinton, and the close of President Obama, this week's Democratic National Convention was a Category 5.
Yeah.
Charlotte has already declared a state of emergency, Sybil. Is President Obama the coolest commander-in-chief ever?
Ever.
He said, I'm no longer just a candidate. I'm the president. I said that statement right there even made Tom Joyner say church. Make Bill Maher say amen. Pastor President delivered an eloquent, candid sermon that converted the convention into a Sunday service overflow. All he needed was Chicago Mass Choir behind him last night. I mean, he was making so many points, he looked like George Gervin in the 1980 All-Star game. Oh, the Iceman wasn't playing with their Republican asses last night. Team Democrat trying to go back-to-back, y'all, I'm trying to tell you. Tom Silver J, after seeing this week's DNC, I don't know why anybody want to see the Tin Man and the Scarecrow in the White House. Even contender number one, Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Y'all heard about Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Everybody mad at Minaj because she spit a verse about endorsing Mitt, and people on Twitter are having a fit, and they call her all kinds of shiggity. They calling Nicki what Kanye called Kim Kardashian. Hold the perfect. She said in a rap, I'm Republican voting for Mitt Romney. You lazy bees is effing up the economy. What? She couldn't find nothing else to rhyme with economy. Nick need to remix that. If you vote for Mitt Romney, the Republicans are going to mess up the economy. That's what she needs to say. Nicki Minaj worrying about the lazy bees effing up the economy. What you think the Republicans are going to do? F it up. So find another word for economy. Like Deuteronomy, you big butt backslider. And Tom, Deuteronomy is a book in the Bible, okay?
Wow. Oh, wow.
Did I cut you too deep on that one, bro?
Not too deep. It's okay.
Okay, today.
No,
contender number two, Chad Johnson.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Ocho Cinco. A.K.A. Mr. Now What? Tom Silver J, Chad got it bad. Let me tell you what Mr. Now What did. He went and got a damn tattoo of his ex-wife Evelyn Lozado's face on his leg. Si, senor. Ocho Cinco es mucho loco, negro, por favor. You lost your whole career, main hustles and side hustles, at the same damn time, and you got a tattoo of a permanent reminder on your leg? You need to take that leg and kick yourself in the ass with it. Jay, if you got a tattoo of every woman that left you, you look like Lil Wayne, wouldn't you? I guess it could be worse. He could get that tattoo on his head. You know, back at the scene of the crime. What are you thinking, forehead of mass destruction? The Buffalo TV station that put up Seal's picture with Michael Clark Duncan Lane, y'all are the Bammers of the Week. How are you reporting on a celebrity death and use another celebrity picture? And how the hell you not know who Seal is, you idiot? They look nothing alike. They just bald. Different sizes, you idiots. That's like showing Michelle Indigo Cello's picture with Shaquille O'Neal's name underneath of it.
Wow.
And thank God nothing happened to y'all for Kodo, because they're going to put George Wallace's mama name underneath of it.